Blog Talk Radio. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. It's time to pray. We are here with King Jesus. Hallelujah. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords, and we give God praise. He is the great I Am. He is Abba, Father, who art in heaven, and we're praying to a God above, a God of heaven, a God of the earth. There's none like you, all God Almighty. We come before you humbly, Lord, in the name of Jesus, petitioning you, bringing our supplications to you, bringing our prayer requests to you, because you are God that can do the impossible. And right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we set before you New Creation Christian Ministries, New Creation Church, located at 1482 Maple Avenue, the city of Hillside, New Jersey. Lord, we thank you for that local assembly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for 12 years of birthing and planting that seed into the earth realm. Now, God, continue to water it. God, continue to grow it. God, continue to breathe on it. God, continue to bless it. God, continue to empower it. God, continue to lead and guide it as only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, according to your word, you said, lest I build a house, they that labor, they're doing their labor in vain. Unless I watch over a city, we stay up at night looking out in vain. So God, we are coming to you. What man can't do, you can do. In the name of Jesus, now God, with our limitations, now, God, with our capacity, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be stewards of your church. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you called us to be managers and occupants of your place of worship, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise, God, for the opportunity to pastor your sheep, the opportunity, God, to lead the flock of God which is amongst us. The opportunity to pray for the sick and they will be healed. The opportunity to minister counsel, because you said there is multitude, there's safety in a multitude of counsel. The opportunity to preach the unadulterated word. You said your word will set the captives free in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for the opportunity to preach and teach. You said, hallelujah, the word is for reproof and correction, instruction in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the prophetic word that comes forth at New Creation Church, the prophecy, God, that comes forth at New Creation Church. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prophetic atmosphere. That is an apostolic prophetic house. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the order. We thank you for the spirit of excellence. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God, for the people, past, present, and future. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, have mercy right there. In the name of Jesus, every present member, every present family. Oh, God, hallelujah. Pour out your blessings. Yes, pour out your anointing. Pour out your goodness upon every family. Look into that place for prayer. Looking to bring their families to that place of worship. Looking to come, God, and serve you with all their minds, their heart, their spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for every minister, every intercessor, every prayer warrior, every leader, every layperson, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on the church. Oh, God, do what only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for rebuking the devil. We thank you, God, for silencing every witch. We thank you, God, for holding back every principality, every governing spirit in that city that may be trying to be a hindrance. Oh, in the name of Jesus, every person, God, that may try to be a hindrance, right now we're asking for your hand to intervene. We're asking for your hand to come in and do what we can't do, what we can't see, God. You handle it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Glory be to God that our eye has not seen, our ear hasn't heard, into our heart, what you have prepared for us who love you. And Lord, we thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you for the power of God that reigns in that building. We thank you for every angel on assignment that you have put to watch over that local church as the people come to and fro, God. Watch over your flock. Watch over your sheep in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now that your sheep know your voice. Hallelujah. And as my wife began to pray on yesterday, set us on fire, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us a praise deep down in our belly, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Lord, do it as only you can. In the name of Jesus, set the fire, God. Hallelujah. Set us ablaze, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the church. We pray that you send in the resources. We pray that you send in the families. We pray that you send in the senior citizens, that you send in the teenagers. We pray in the name of Jesus that you send in the male and female, that you send in the one struggling. Send in the backslider. Send in the one, God, hallelujah, ex-convicts, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Those struggling with alcohol and addiction, oh, Lord, let it be like a place, a hospital, where people can come and be restored, where people can come and be taught the word of God, where people can come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and learn how to do life your way. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you as we dedicate babies, as we perform marriages, as we open up businesses and houses with the membership. Oh, God, do it, Lord. Open up the floodgates of heaven. Oh, glory be to God. So, God, we thank you tonight. We're praying, Lord, because you said pray for the church. And right now we came tonight praying on purpose for new creation, Christian ministries. Send them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We need more laborers. We need, in the name of Jesus, more leaders. We need people who are faithful, who are committed, who are dedicated to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You said the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it back by force. And right now, God, hallelujah, we fight not against flesh and blood. We realize, but we're fighting against principalities. We're fighting against powers. We're fighting against governing spirits, wickedness in high places. We're fighting against darkness. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And right now, we're using the weapon of prayer in the name of Jesus. So, God, thank you. Thank you, God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We want that to be a place of worship. We want that house to be a house of excellence. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to serve you. That will be pleasing in your heart. In the name of Jesus, you're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Oh, glory be to God. You're coming back for a church, Lord, that will bring your name glory. You're coming back in the name of Jesus for a church that's saving souls, that's changing lives, that's allowing the sick to be healed, allowing the lost to be found, allowing the blind to see, allowing the deaf to hear. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying. Give us strength, Lord. Me and my wife, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony Simmons, we thank you for allowing us to be under shepherds in that great church. Oh, Lord, when we are weak, our strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. Your strength is made perfect in our weak state. Oh, glory be to God. We're praying, Lord, hallelujah, for our church. Give us the finances. Give us the resources. Give us the things that would allow us to do the audio and video with a spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus, thank you for more tithers. Thank you for more sowers. Thank you for more givers coming into the house of God, that we can do the work of an evangelist, that we can do the work of the ministry, that you said you gave some apostles, some teachers and preachers, some evangelists for the perfecting
end of the ministry, that we can no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So, God, we thank you that we're going to love, that we're going to lift, that we're going to liberate people in the name of Jesus. So as Pastor continues to pray, oh, glory be to God. We're on assignment tonight, Lord, because we thank you for leading us to pray. Oh, the church is under fire. The church, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, is struggling in the world. But God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will order our steps through your word. You said, God, that your word will be a lamp unto our feet, that your word will be a light unto our pathway. And as we go to church on Sunday, as we have Bible study on Wednesday, as we pray on Tuesday, as we do our conferences and our weekly outreach, oh, God, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Free us up, God, that we can go out into the community and make a difference in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord. We thank you for each and every person in attendance right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have come for Word Wednesday, oh God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this special hour of prayer for NCCM, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who stand in the gap with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue to have your way. Hallelujah. A new creation, Christian ministries, oh God, the local assembly, oh God, the prayer line, oh God, the Word Wednesday Bible study, oh God. We pray that you will continue to have your way, God. Lord, we are seeking your face, oh God. We are seeking your fire. We are seeking your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch every family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch every family that's affiliated with New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. Lord, we pray for every family right now, God. We pray that your blessings, oh God, will hit each and every household, oh God. We pray, Father God, that your each and every individual that steps into the doors of the church, oh God, will be empowered, will be enlightened, will be healed, will be edified, will be equipped, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who come to the prayer line, those that come, oh God, hallelujah, to Bible study, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will, Father God, supernaturally impact each and every life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will let us grow in you, oh God, that we will no longer be, Father God, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, oh God, but Lord, that we will grow up in the things of God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that the word will continue, Father God, to manifest in our lives, God. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you, Father God, hallelujah, will use us for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that each and every person that's a part of the church, oh God, that when we leave that local assembly, oh God, that we will go out into the highways, we will go out into the byways, oh God, we will go to, Father God, our communities, we will go to our homes, we will go to our jobs, oh God, Lord, that we will go, Father God, to those who are lost, oh God, hallelujah, and we will be witnesses. You have given us the power, oh God, to be your witnesses, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, that you have given us the power to be your witnesses, oh God, that people, Father God, hallelujah, will say to us, what must I do to be saved? So, Lord, let us be that light in the dark world. Let us be the salt of the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let our light so shine, oh God, so that men and women will look on our lives and say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we pray that for our church, oh God. We pray for the local assembly. We pray for those assemblies that, Father God, are under our covering, oh God. We pray that for Cloud 9 International Ministry. ministries. We pray that for Prophetess Michelle and her ministry, Evangelist Elaine and her ministry, oh God. We pray that for Sister Rita Leek, oh God, even as she goes into the marketplace, oh God. Hallelujah. That those, Father God, who are connected, oh God. Oh, even Barbara. We pray for Barbara in Ohio, oh God, even as she ministers, oh God, on Facebook to her relatives, oh God. We, Father God, are reaching out, Father God, to you, oh God, as your church, oh God, coming to you saying, Lord, we need your kabod, oh God. We need your glory, oh God, in the local assembly. We need your glory, oh God, to go with us, oh God. We need your glory to be released at 1482 Maple Avenue, God. In the name of Jesus, we need your life-changing power, oh God, to hit every pew, God. In the name of Jesus, we need, oh God, hallelujah, to go deeper in you. So, Lord, I pray for every family. We pray for every family that crosses the threshold on Sunday afternoons when we assemble together. You said in your word, forsake not the assembling together of yourselves, Lord, because, Lord, we know, hallelujah, that the enemy wants to isolate us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we come together, oh God, hallelujah, every Sunday, hallelujah, praising your name, worshiping your name, magnifying your name, to hear your word, oh God, to get our marching orders, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for every family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every family, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch every member of every family, God. Lord, we pray for the Callow family, God. We pray, hallelujah, that you will touch each and every individual, God. Touch those, oh God, hallelujah, who are Deacon Carmen, oh God. Touch a little Sophie, young Sophie, oh God, even as she's just following in the footsteps of her grandmother, of her great-grandmother. Hallelujah. Touch that young baby, oh God. Continue to fill her up with your spirit, God, as she shadows her grandmother, as her grandmother serves on Sundays. Oh God, hallelujah. Put a fire in her young heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, oh God, hallelujah, the members of the family that are members of the church that do not attend, oh God, hallelujah, on a regular basis, God. Bring them back into the fold, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every member, oh God, those who are missing, those who have not been able to come, those who the devil's holding back. We bind up the hands of Satan right now, and we release every member that's a part of the local assembly to come back to church in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch the Callow household, God. Touch the Simmons household, God. Touch the Edmund household, God. Touch the Thomas household, God. In the name of Jesus, touch the Bethea household, God. In the name of Jesus, touch, oh God, hallelujah, the Nash household, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch the Tucker household. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. Touch Brother Patrick's household, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the Johnson household, the Singley household, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, touch those who have been missing, God. Touch the Davis household, Lord. Oh, God, continue to have your way, God. Yeah. Lord, touch every household, God. Equip and edify your people. Bless your people, God. Bring provision to every household. If there's a lack, oh, God, bring provision, oh, God. If there's division, bring unity, God. If there's trouble, bring peace, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, every household, God, touch the Leak household, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, Lord, for every member, oh God, of New Creation Christian Ministries. Continue to have your way. Touch Brother Jeremiah and his house, oh God. Oh God, oh God, only you can do it, God. Only you can move up. Touch Sister April, oh God, and her husband and her children, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every person who's connected to us, one by one and name by name, oh God, hallelujah. Touch, oh God, every person that's connected to New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. Touch, oh God, the Anderson household, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless the man of God. Bless that prophet pastor and his wife, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless, oh God, their children, their grandchildren, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy, God. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So, touch Sister Barbara from Ohio and her household, God. Oh, God, every person that's connected, God, every person that we've already named, every person that we may forget to name, Lord, just touch them. Lord, deliver, set free, bless, protect, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, empower, encourage, God, light the fire, oh, God. Oh, God, stir the embers, oh, God, fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Fill us all, God, with your precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Thomas household, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. And, Lord, fill every empty seat with a soul. God, bring in the souls, God. Oh, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh, God. Let them come in hungry. Let them come in, oh, God, sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let them come in, oh, God, wanting to be filled. Let them come in seeking your will for their lives. Let them come in, God, putting down the drugs, and putting down the guns, and putting down the paraphernalia of sin, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Oh, God, none of my questions let it get have your way, God. As we continue to pray, oh God, continue to touch the my mother, part of this prayer line, the Thomas house, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Whitaker household, God, hallelujah. The Judd household, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Those who have been missing from this prayer line, God, that haven't called in a while, touch, God, touch, touch, oh, glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Sister Mamie that called in last night, and oh, God. So, Lord, we pray for the local assembly. We pray for laborers. Laborers, send in the laborers, God. Send in the laborers, God. Those who will hold up our arms, those who will take off the weight of ministry, oh God. Those who will, Father God, labor with us in our in giving. Those who will labor with us, oh God, in serving, cleaning the tabernacle, cleaning the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who will labor in children's church, those who will labor in Sunday school, those who will labor, oh God, in the ministry that you have given us, the vision, oh God. So, Lord, as my husband continues with this prayer, bless every person on this line. Somebody's coming in and they need a touch. Holy Spirit, touch. We know your presence is here. Touch. Oh. Touch that person that came for another touch from you tonight, God. They are all part of our ministry, God. Everybody on this line, God, is part of New Creation Christian Ministries. Touch the Cardo, Maria, Sister Maria, and her household, God. Touch, oh God, hallelujah, those who have been faithful to this prayer line in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. As we continue to pray, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God that you continue to perform miracles in that local house. That, God, in the name of Jesus, we have seen signs, wonders, and miracles by your hand. Now, God, that one looking for a miracle in this situation.
Yes.
That one who needs a healing in their situation.
Yes.
That one who is struggling, God, who need real deliverance. For real, for real. I thank you, God, that you set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of reconciliation. We thank you for the spirit of forgiveness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us to walk in a greater love. Help our love walk with one another in the mighty name of Jesus. You said the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering, and faith, and temperance, and self-control. So, God, we thank you as we preach and teach your word that these fruits will be made evident in the lives of every member. In the name of Jesus, give them a greater capacity to love. Give them a greater ability to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them joy, Lord, that will overwhelm their hearts and their lives. Give them the ability, God, in the long suffering that many of us are going through something. And I thank you, God, that you would give them the ability to endure. You say endure hardness as a good soldier. So I thank you, God, even in the area of self-control. God, give us a greater discipline. Help us to reject and restrict ourselves to things that are not of you. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us, God, to understand that we are new creations, that we are new creatures, that we are new people, according to your word, that if anybody be in Jesus Christ, they're not the same person. So, God, I thank you that we're going to not look at what we, not look at what the facts say, but we're going to look at what our faith say.
Yeah.
In the name, I felt the Holy Ghost right there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to pray. In the name of Jesus, because you said pray for those who are sick, and the sick will recover.
Yeah.
You said pray for those who are bound, and they will be set free.
Yeah.
You said pray for those who are confused, and those who are worrying and with anxiety and stress, and they will find peace. You said pray for those who are struggling financially, and they will get financial stability and security in their lives. So, Lord, we thank you that you want your people to prosper. You gave us the ability to be wealthy. You gave us the ability to be educated. In the name of Jesus, you gave us the ability, God, to be wise and to be knowledgeable and to be intelligent. God, I thank you. Oh, I feel God tonight in the name of Jesus that we, God, are not what we used to be. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter where you come from. All that matters is where you're going in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that our latter will be greater. We thank you that our tomorrow is going to be better than our yesterday. We thank you, Lord, that this month is going to be better than last month. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, God, continue to open doors. Continue to give us opportunities to continue, God, to release your favor. In the name of Jesus, we are under an open heaven. And God, help us to see it in the spirit. Help us to see what you're doing in the supernatural. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to be spiritual people with an earthly experience. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, that one who has a desire to speak in a heavenly language, oh, God, give them the boldness. Give them the courage. Give them the desires. Until they speak in that alternative language, don't let them give up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you say you will give them the desires of their heart. If they want a heavenly language, it's already done. And whatever their gift is, some people just want to give more money to the kingdom. God, increase their salary. God, increase their income. God, increase in the name of Jesus their net worth. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, I thank you that their investments will grow and increase and multiply. Those who have investments, whether it's the stock market or any other kind of investments, we're speaking right now prosperity, increase, multiplication in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. If they want a brand new custom-built home,
No good thing will you withhold from them that love you. So God, help us. It's not about materialistic things. You said seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and everything that we need will be given to us. So, Lord, we thank you for every giver, every sower, every ministry worker, even those that come and support and sit in the pew. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch every marriage, every mother, every, oh, I feel God, every single parent in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless that single mother. Bless that single father. Bless every married couple, that grandparent, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know whatever area they may be struggling in. God, send a miracle. God, send a manifestation of your word. Your people have a spirit of expectation. We are anticipating a great move of God at New Creation Church. We're not going to go by what the media is saying. We're not going to go by what social media says. We're not going to go by what the world prediction and criticism of the church is. But we're going by your word, because your word says the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your church has already won. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus that your church has already been deemed victorious. We thank you in the name of Jesus that New Creation Church is already successful. Now, God, like the Apostle Paul said, let us build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. You said, unless we build it on the word of Jesus Christ.
Yes, keep praying.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You said, unless we build on the word of Jesus Christ, it will not stand in a time of trouble. And we thank you, Lord, for 12 years of ministry, that you will continue to do the impossible in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you
thank you.
Every family. That one looking for a better job. That one, in the name of Jesus, looking to, hallelujah, to be married or to start their own business. That one, God, in the name of Jesus, that want to do outreach. That one, glory be to God, that want to touch the lost, that want to touch the hurting, that want to touch, Lord, those who have been disenfranchised, those who have been counted out, those in poverty. Oh, the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, we bind up poverty right now, not just in the area of money. We can have a poverty mindset. We can have a poverty outlook on life. We can have a poverty lifestyle in the name of Jesus. So we bind up the spirit of poverty in every area of life. And God, touch even the area of our emotions. The devil wants us to be led by our feelings, but your word says to be led by faith. So God, I pray even for that one whose emotions are not settled. I'm praying tonight for that one who do find themselves worrying or stressing. We're praying tonight for that one, God, who somehow don't have the peace that they hear about and preached about. And I thank you, God, right now that it's done. They have received that peace by faith. They have received that abundance tonight by faith. They have received that supernatural strength tonight by faith. That means God is already done, in the mighty name of Jesus. So continue, God, to build every family who is a member of New Creation Church. Strong families make a strong church. Strong people make a strong church. Strong, committed, faithful people bring your name glory. And God, we are all being evolving into what you called us to be. We are all a work in progress in the name of Jesus. So your word says, you have begun a good work in us, and you will complete it. So, God, help us not to get frustrated. Help us not to be discouraged. Help us not to give up. Help us not to quit. Help us not to throw in the towel
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you. That one who wants their own place of residence. That one who don't want to take the bus anymore, but want their own automobile. That one, God, that don't want to work for anybody anymore, but want to be their own employer and their own employee. I thank you, Lord, that you open the door. Hallelujah. Thank you for residual income. Thank you for multiple streams of income. Thank you, Lord. I feel God tonight, Pastor, in the name of Jesus, because I'm even sensing somebody's about to step into abundance. Glory be to God. We can't figure it out when God has already worked it out. Glory be to God. There's a benefactor that has you in mind. Oh, in the name of Jesus, there's an inheritance with your name on it. You are an heir. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as they get wealthy, hallelujah, they will bring your name glory. As they are successful, in the name of Jesus, they won't forget it was you that gave them the ability to be that. As they break out and break through, only by the power of the Lord. Because you said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. So even as I pray for my family and my marriage, I'm praying for our children, Hakita, Justin, Marcus, and Kayla. We're praying for our grandchildren. Hallelujah. Nairobi, Sudani, Niella, Joshua. We're praying for our extended family. Pastor, brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters. We're praying for our spiritual sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for supernatural covering. I thank you, Lord, that we're in covenant one with another. I thank you, Lord, for New Creation Church, that we are in relationship one with another. We love on each other. We are praying for each other. We're not hating on one another. We're not coveting each other. We're not jealous and envious of one another, but we are rooting for one another. We are encouraging one another. We are exhorting one another in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that every marriage will win, that every young person will be successful, that everyone will be delivered, set free, and bring your name glory. As Pastor continues to pray, we thank you for receiving the prayers for our church. Even before we get there on Sunday, I thank you for the praise that's going to be in the building. I thank you for the spirit and attitude of worship that will be in the building. I thank you for freeing up Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon, because you said the Sabbath shall be holy. You said that is our day of rest. And I know the world is doing something different, but God, we're praying for New Creation Church, that you free up every member to come and worship, to come and praise, to come in the name of Jesus and be, hallelujah, an important part of that local ministry in the name of Jesus. So God, we bind up any interference that may try to come on Sunday. We bind up any distracting spirit that may try to come this Sunday. We bind up any interference, the devil trying to counter, the devil trying to retaliate. Even our prayers on tonight, don't allow the devil to deceive you, people of God. In the name of Jesus, press your way. Push your way. Be determined in the name of Jesus toward your destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. As Pastor continues to pray, the hand of the Lord be upon you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up the sick and shut in, oh God, those who have not been able to come to church, oh God, because of various physical reasons, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Starlita, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her faithfulness, even as she was going through the time of pregnancy and could not attend church, oh God. We ask that you strengthen her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her through this time. We thank you for the healthy delivery of her baby, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, and we bind up the spirit of postpartum and anything that might try to come as a result of her giving birth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that the joy of the Lord is her strength, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will bring her back to the to the sanctuary, oh God, hallelujah, where she can worship you with her sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand on her life, God. We thank you for total healing, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for a clean bill of health, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for just keeping her, oh God, through this time that she was not able to attend services, oh God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, for Sister Adrian, oh God, who's in the hospital. She's not a member, oh God, but she's been coming every first Sunday, oh God, to New Creation Christian Ministries. And Lord, we know that she has had surgery, oh God, so we lift her up right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray healing over her body. We bind up everything that's not like you, oh God, and we declare that by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for touching her. We thank you, Lord, for healing her. We thank you, Lord, for our speedy recovery. We thank you, Lord, for acceptance of the organ that she received. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that nothing will go, everything will go right, God. Everything will go, hallelujah, for her good and for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, and we thank you for total healing, God. We pray for those who have been absent from the sanctuary, God. We lift up Sister Yvette, oh God. We lift up Sister April. We lift up Brother Kevin. We lift up, hallelujah, Sister Vanita. We lift up Tanisha, Sister Tanisha. We lift up Sister Dolores. We lift up, hallelujah, hallelujah. So many, even Sister Janelle. We lift up, hallelujah, those who have been missing some services, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we, Father God, pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, bring them back, oh God, to the fellowship of the saints. We bind them safe, oh God, and we declare, oh God, breakthrough over their lives, oh God, that they will be able to come back to service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them a heart and a desire, oh God, to come and fellowship. You said, forsake not the assembling together of yourselves. So, Lord, we let the Sister Diamond, oh God, and her babies, oh God, continue to watch over them, oh God. So continue to keep them. Continue to, Lord, even, hallelujah, even as she may be struggling to get to the sanctuary, Lord, make a way. Make a way, oh God, for her to find herself back in the fellowship of the saints, oh God. And we bind up the hands of Satan off of these, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We declare that they are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. And that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. Touch every life on this line. Touch every life on this line. Touch every life on this line. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. If somebody needs healing, Lord, we release healing tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your supernatural power moving through this prayer line, moving through this line on tonight, God. Two or more assembled in your name. We know, God, that you are in the midst. You know, we know you're in our midst. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We pray for every empty pew, God. Again, we pray for souls. Souls to be saved, God. Give us, oh God, the evangelistic fire, oh God. Give each and every member evangelistic fire, oh God. Hallelujah, that we can tell our testimony. Tell what life was like before you. Tell what life was like when Jesus, how Jesus saved us. Tell how Jesus changed us. Lord, that we will tell somebody our testimony and invite them to come to our church. Come see a man who told me all about myself. Come see a man who changed my life. Come see a man, hallelujah, hallelujah, who was used and pastors mightily, hallelujah, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for this time, God. Even as we close out this prayer, we thank you for this time on this prayer line. We pray for Brother Mingle, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch him. Lord, we thank you for your hand on his life, God. We ask that you will bless him, oh God, and keep him, oh God. We ask that you will strengthen him, God, and heal him, oh God. If there's any area that needs healing in his life, Lord, we pray that you will do it. Do it, do it, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Shaquella, oh God. Sister Shaquella, God, we pray for her right now, God. Touch her, oh God. Touch her family. Strengthen her. Encourage her, oh God. Meet every need, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are able. So bless New Creation Christian Ministry. We believe in you for our building. Ha!
You better come
on. We are believing you for our building, Lord. Oh God.
Yes.
Oh God. We are believing you for our own space, God. Hallelujah. We're believing you for our building, God. We take possession in the spirit realm of the natural keys. We take possession in the spirit realm of the natural keys. It's been prophesied. We call every prophecy the past. Oh. My God, we call every prophecy the past over new creation, over cloud nine. Oh God, we call every prophecy the past in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call every prophecy the past. We stand in faith, God, believing for our buildings, believing for the overflow, believing for impact, for kingdom impact. Oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we will be able to do all of the ministry that you have given us to do, to bring forth the vision that you have given us. We thank you for the marriages that will take place for these next 12 months. We thank you for the baptism that will take place over the next 12 months. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the salvation that will take place over the next 12 months. We thank you for deliverance that will take place immediately, now, deliver,
now.
In the name of Jesus. We thank Lord, thank you, Lord, for multiplication in the local assembly, multiplication in the tithes, multiplication in the offerings, multiplication, oh God, hallelujah, and souls being saved, multiplication and lives being changed, multiplication and families being restored. We thank you for multiplication and people being empowered, multiplication, oh God, not one word will fall to the ground. Ah, oh, glory, hallelujah, promotion and blessings and manifestation of prophecies coming to pass in the lives of your people, oh, God. Ah, oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. Tuition being paid. Oh, God, thank you for Kayla and Jessica and Sudani and Michelle and all of those who are in school and those who want to go to college. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you for tuition being paid. We thank you for tuition being paid, Diamond being back in school, tuition being paid. We thank you, Lord, for tuition being paid, God. Stress-free education. No, we don't worry about the finances because you will provide. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And we thank you for this prayer line. Continue to have your way in our lives. Thank you for those who are committed to this prayer line, Lord. Thank you for those who sow into this ministry on a regular basis. Thank you for those, oh God, whose hearts are knit towards 1482 Maple Avenue and Pastor Anthony and myself, Lord. Lord, we pray for a devil blessing to be poured out on those, Lord, who hold up our arms, a devil blessing to be poured out on those who come every week, a devil blessing to be poured out on those, oh God, who love their pastors, a double blessing to be poured out on those who are committed to this ministry. Lord, we pray a double blessing. You know who they are, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, God, and we worship your name. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Get ready to receive that prophet's reward. Hallelujah. just like that Shunammite woman, she just is a blessing to the man of God.
Yes.
And God gave her a miracle.
Yes.
Just because she didn't want anything in return.
Yes.
She just wanted to be a blessing to God's agenda. And all of you that has been faithful during this time of prayer, we did something different tonight. It was not our midweek teaching, but we thank God for your faithfulness, understanding the importance and value and seriousness about the spirit of prayer. Jesus said, pray always. So we thank God for you and your faithfulness. It really is encouraging that you...
There's just so many.
Like Pastor said, just countless of you realize, amen, that the church is a vital part of what we do, even on the prayer line. So we thank God for you. So to God be the glory.
Amen. I reiterate what Pastor said. We thank God for mature people. This is Word Wednesday, and a lot of you did not know we were going to be praying tonight. Amen. And we have a special prayer tonight for New Creation Christian Ministries. And there are so many of you on the line tonight, and you all stayed and stood in the gap and prayed with us. We felt you praying with us, and we thank God for each and every one of you, because Jesus said, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? Amen. For 1 hour. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. And I even see my mother call back in tonight. Amen. To be on the Word Wednesday. So, hey, Mom. So we thank God for all of you who came and stood in the gap as we pray for our church and pray for ourselves. Pray for Pastor and myself, Lord. I thank you for my husband and myself, God. Continue to keep us honest before you. Keep our integrity intact, Lord. Lord, continue to use us mightily for your glory. Lord, continue to grow in us and form and shape yourself in us until we look more and more like you, God. Lord, let your power emanate through us every time we open our mouths. Lord, let us love on your people, God. Give us the wisdom to lead your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to knit us together in our marriage with our family. And Lord, we will continue always to give you and you only. Thank you. Bless our finances. Bless our household. And Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. Amen. We love you all. You can sow into the ministry by going to nccmonline.org or Cash App, dollar sign Cash App, NCCM Church. We thank you for your faithful giving. We have seen your giving, and we thank you for your giving. We love you. God bless you. We will see you Sunday. Press your way out Sunday. Don't stay home on Sunday and bring somebody to church. Bring somebody to church with you. Start telling your testimony. You will know. We will win them over by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony. So start telling people your testimony, how you were before Jesus found you, how he found you, and what your life is like now, and invite them to church. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you. We'll see you Sunday. God bless you. Go and serve our God. Amen. Praise God.